Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, hello and welcome to The Best Football Show. It's been a couple of days since I've been on here. This you can find wherever you get your apps. You can download this free Odyssey app and you can find The Best Football Show. I'm your host, Brian Baldinger. You can like it and subscribe to it. You can find me all over social media at BaldyNFL on X, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. And you can find me at the NFL Network. I was there all weekend breaking down the draft. But we got breaking news today. Before we get and look back at the draft, I just got back from Los Angeles where I was out there for 7 days doing draft shows and ultimately helping out with the draft on Saturday afternoon in that last day. 200,000 people in Green Bay, man. It was some scene. But we got breaking news here today. George Kittle looks like he's going to be a 49er for life. He's just signed a new extension. Highest paid tight end in NFL history right now. Good move by San Francisco. But, they have a way of paying guys top money, whether it is, Trent Williams at left tackle or Christian McCaffrey at running back, or, you name it, Nick Bosa at defensive end, go through their lineup. They've got some of the best players at their positions in this league. They still yet to have locked up their quarterback, Brock Purdy, which sounds like they're in the process of doing, but they found money for George Kittle. So congratulations to George. He stays in the fold. A phenomenal player. Last year, a great year. Year before, his blocking is as good as anybody in this business at that position. So congratulations to the 49ers getting George Kittle locked up. But I'm sure every 49er fan is like, all right, it's great. We got George. When are we getting our quarterback locked up? Those things take time. I remember talking to Nick Bosa a couple days after he signed his deals 2 years ago. And, they were getting ready for week one. San Francisco was in Pittsburgh, getting ready for their opener. And Nick was he was more relieved than happy that he got it done. But he was just telling me, like, the contract was like this. It's just a book. It's just so much legalese in it. All the different things that have to be put into a contract. It's not a 2 or 3 page contract, folks. It gets really involved. And so George gets his deal done. He'll be a 49er. Remember, George Kittle was he a fifth round pick, I believe. Kelce was a third round pick. So sometimes they're not just first rounders that become the highest paid positions, the best at their positions, or Hall of Fame players. George's on a pretty good path in that direction right now. Let's go back to the draft because it's still being talked about. The quarterbacks, and specifically the slide or the perceived slide of Shedeur Sanders. He was the 144th player taken in the fifth round by Cleveland after they already drafted a quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, in the third round with the 94th pick. I don't believe that this is collusion by owners. I don't believe conspiracy theories. I don't believe any of this stuff. I believe Shador was drafted where people thought his value was. I mean, Cleveland could have easily taken him, you know, with the 94th pick. They took Dillon Gabriel with the 94th pick in the third round. Jackson Dart was the second quarterback taken. The Giants traded up with Houston to get to the 25th pick to take Jackson Dart. They valued Jackson Dart over Shador Sanders. Tyler Shuck. Like, first of all, you look at the quarterbacks that were taking. You look at the teams that were quarterback needy, starting with Tennessee. Well, they had decided on Cam Ward a month ago. They decided they were taking Cam Ward. Everybody asked about the pick. They asked to trade up to get it. Tennessee was locked into Cam Ward. So Tennessee was off the books. We know the Giants were looking for a quarterback. New Orleans was looking for a quarterback. Seattle was looking for a quarterback. Cleveland was looking for a quarterback. And the Raiders were looking for a quarterback. Shador, look, he got taken. I like Shador. I went to his pro day. It wasn't a great throwing session. I've seen throwing sessions much better than his, but he didn't get taken with the 144th pick because of his throwing session. The Giants spent a lot of time. They were there. Cleveland was there at that thing. Everybody was there from Cleveland. But when you take Dillon Gabriel with the 94th pick in the third round, and then you come back and take Shador, you're basically saying you're drafting him to be a backup quarterback. Now, I would say this to Shador if he was on this podcast right now. Go rent a room at the Embassy Suites across the street from the Cleveland Browns facility in Berea, Ohio, 10 minutes away from the airport, and go immerse yourself in the offense. Go meet your teammates. Go learn the playbook forwards and backwards. Go get as much time with the receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Njoku, with all the guys that you can as quickly as you can, and get yourself a head start. We see quarterbacks. We've seen Tom Brady drafted 199 in the sixth round. We've seen Kirk Cousins taken in the fourth round in the same draft that they took RG3 with the second pick. We have seen Brock Purdy taken at the very last pick in the seventh round and all become bona fide starters in this league. Make a lot of money, go to Super Bowls, become the GOAT. There's opportunity. I was a free agent. I was one of 110 free agents signed by the Dallas Cowboys. I made the team. I was the only free agent to make it in 1982. Five other draft picks made it. I was one of six rookies to make the team. Like, you're going to get a chance to go win the job. I don't think that Joe Flacco needs to get a lot of reps in the offseason. So take every rep you can get. Get every drill you can. Stay after practice late. Get there early. Get to know Bill Musgrave, the quarterback's coach. Kevin Stefanski. Get to know the staff. Become a pro. And go compete your butt off. There's Kenny Pickett. Has been traded twice. All right, since he was the 20th pick in the draft by the Steelers 3 years ago. Dillon Gabriel, I saw him at the Senior Bowl. He's played more games than any quarterback in college football history. I think he's played 66 games, something like that, in three different places. I mean, if you're Shador, just go compete. I mean, all the noise right now, all the drama, all that stuff, all of the chat and the chit-chat that was out there, go do something about it. Go show everybody that you're worthy of a first-round pick. Go become a starter. If Cleveland gets a starter out of Shador Sanders, the way they did at one time with Baker for a couple of years, and he gets them to a playoff, gets them to the playoffs and wins a playoff game, believe me, they will sell a lot of Shador Sanders jerseys, and he'll become a star. But he's got to go do it now. And really, he's gotten this advice from other people. It really doesn't matter where you get drafted. It helps with your contract. It helps during the draft that you get the exposure and you're seen with all the other first round picks or second round picks. Honestly, all that matters right now is like you go compete and Cleveland gives you a chance. Make the team one way or the other this year and then just climb up through the ranks. That's what I would tell them. I think the other quarterbacks got taken in good spots. Jackson Dart with the Giants. It's a good place. I don't think there's a place with the Giants right now with Jameis Winston. it makes no sense to keep Jameis Winston. I know he signed a 2-year deal, $4 million a year. Makes no sense to keep Jameis Winston. You got Russell Wilson. He's been named the starter. All right, great. Russell gets, you know, starter reps. He gets to build a relationship with, you know, with the receivers, Jalen Hyatt and Malik Nabers and, you know, everybody else. He gets to learn the offense. But honestly, if he starts to falter, if they get off to a bad start like they did last year, if they're 1-6, it's time for Jackson Dart to play. Find out what you have there. They went to Ole Miss for Eli Manning a long time ago. They're trying to replace Eli Manning. Jackson Dart should get all of the second-team reps. He should get the majority of preseason reps. Get him ready to play. You don't need another layer of Jameis Winston in that roster right now. You draft him in the first round. You know, you look at Dan Marino was the 27th pick taken. Aaron Rodgers was the 24th player taken in his draft. Marino in the 83 draft. Aaron Rodgers in the 2005 draft. You know, they became Hall of Fame players. Jackson Dart is the 25th player taken. He needs to start getting ready. All right, find out what you have. Because if he's not the guy, they got to go back to the well. Tyler Shuck gets a chance to work with Kellen Moore. We got to see what the status of Derek Carr is. I don't know. I don't think they know. It's a mysterious injury right now. We'll see. Spencer Ratliff is there. They've got some guys on the roster. Go compete. Jalen Milroe's in a great spot in Seattle. Great spot. They trade away Sam Howell. He's the backup right now to Sam Darnold. He's an elite athlete. I bet that Seattle has a package of plays for Jalen Milroe to go in there. Wildcat, quarterback runs, quarterback throws, you name it. I can see a package for Jalen Milroe. That's what they had for Donovan McNabb. His first year, 1999, I mean, Doug Peterson was the starter. And honestly, they had a package of plays before Donovan became the starter. And he came in for packages and series at a time. I think they should do the same thing with Milroe. And then you get Gabriel at 94 and Shadur. That's that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Let's talk about some of those trades, because the trades drive the draft. I came out on Tuesday last week and said I had a premonition. I had some knowledge that there was going to be a blockbuster trade in the first round. In the top five picks, there was going to be a blockbuster trade. This was not going to be a boring draft. This was going to be fireworks. And I had a feeling, because Travis Hunter was the one true star in this draft, and maybe Abdul Carter, I thought if teams wanted to get to the top five, trade in the top five for one of those two players, I could see it. Jacksonville was a wild card. James Gladstone was the first-time general manager. Tony Boselli is in charge of football operations, first time in that role. Liam Cohen, first time head coach. I thought Jacksonville was the wild card, and they were picking five, and I thought they needed star power. And so when they got on the clock and they made the trade with Cleveland to get the number two pick and to give up next year's number one, to move up three spots to get Travis Hunter, I thought it was a good deal. We'll find out. Maybe Cleveland benefited. They get Jacksonville's number one pick next year. They got a bunch of a boatload of picks this year. I thought Jacksonville had a plan for Travis Hunter. I thought Gladstone was great, you know, in his first draft. But that was a big deal. First time GM, Tony Boselli said he was a stud through the whole process. And they did a good job of keeping it in-house and not letting it leak out, even though the parameter for the trade had been there for a couple of weeks. But I had a pretty strong premonition that there was somebody coming up for Travis Hunter. And I didn't want to leak anything about Jacksonville because I wasn't 100% sure. But I had a pretty good inkling that Jacksonville was coming up. And then the other big trade was the Atlanta Falcons. After taking Jalen Walker with the 15th pick, they came up and traded with the Rams to go get James Pierce Jr. And honestly, Les Snead knows Raheem Morris. You know, they know each other. Raheem came from the Rams. They worked together. I actually like the trade. I know a lot of people think that the Rams fleeced the Falcons. The Falcons couldn't get to the quarterback. Arnold Ebiketie led the team in sacks last year with 6. They had 31 sacks as a team. Defensively, they're pretty good, except they can't put pressure on the quarterback. The only time they play well is against Tampa, and Tampa scores in the 30s on them. So you need to affect the quarterback. And if you get Jalen Walker and James Pierce and you say, we're pretty good everywhere else. We're good inside at defensive tackle. We're good at safety. They drafted 2 safeties in Xavier Watts. The kid from Oklahoma, who is a complete stud. But I liked what Atlanta did, you know, in drafting Billy Bowman, playmaking safety, 2 safeties, 2 edge rushers. All right, let's go. And you got your quarterback. Let's go compete for the division. Now, the Rams can sit back and say, look, if Atlanta falters, and I don't know, you can see a bunch of things. You could say, if the quarterback doesn't work out, maybe they're picking top 10 next year. Rams get a top 10 pick. Who knows? Maybe, maybe the Archie Manning sweepstakes take place next year. Maybe they take place the following year. There'll be a lot of teams looking for that pick. But I kind of liked it. I liked Atlanta. I liked what they did. You know, if you have conviction on a player, if you think James Pierce Jr. is going to be an elite pass rusher, then go get him. It's not every year you get those guys in the draft. And his talent is elite. So is Jalen Walker's. So maybe they put them both on the field and they both get double-digit sacks next year and Atlanta wins the division. You know, nobody's going to care that you gave up number one draft pick. All right. And then let's wrap this up with the running backs because we saw, you know, Genty go number 6 to the Raiders. And we saw Hampton go number 22. To the Chargers. I think both start next year. I think both are impact players. They happen to be in the same division. Also, RJ Harvey went number 60 to Denver at the bottom of the second round. You might have 3 rookie starting running backs in the AFC West next year. Something just to look at. I was a little surprised that Harvey was the pick for Sean Payton. In Denver, I know they tried to trade up. I'm sure they were interested in Hampton. They just couldn't get there in what they had. But they settled on Harvey, and he's a good back out of Central Florida. But, you know, the 2 Ohio State backs went right next to each other. And, you know, Judkins, Travion Henderson went number 36 and 38. Judkins, you know, to the Cleveland Browns, they got their running back. Judkins is the bigger back than Henderson. Henderson's a stud. It was a good draft for running backs. You know, you look at 4 of the top 38 picks were running backs. So, and they went all the way down. My favorite pick of all the running backs was Cam Scataboo, number 105 to the Giants. I think at MetLife Stadium this year, they're going to be booing like in Scatterboot. He's going to be a crowd favorite. The Giants got themselves. I thought they had a good draft. We'll get to the draft tomorrow. We'll talk about the winners and losers. I'm still digesting it. Everybody else is too. We'll get to the winners and losers of the draft. But I think there was a lot of teams that helped themselves out a lot. And you can't discount what the Steelers did with Caleb Johnson with the 83rd pick. They lost, their starting running back to free agency with the Chargers. They're looking for a starting running back. Caleb Johnson, it's a big back, 225, 230 pounds. That's a Steeler type back. You know, didn't run the fastest time, but, you know, was a breakaway threat. So anyways, Shador, we just want to say good luck. It's time to go to work. You know, the drama is over, and you're now a Cleveland Brown. Let's see if the Browns, I think I had somebody in stats look this up this weekend. Since Cleveland went back to Cleveland, I think they have started 40 different quarterbacks. Maybe they will start their 41st this year, and Shador Sanders will win that job. Wouldn't that be something if he becomes the starting quarterback and wins some games there? But there's a lot of work to be done. There's a deep, it's a five quarterback roster right now. I don't know. They need five. We'll see if Deshaun Watson's even healthy to play, but there's five guys on the roster. Time to go to work. Anyways, that's been the best football show. That was the talk of the draft, the running backs, the trades, the quarterbacks. We'll review the winners and losers tomorrow. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Look forward to talking to you sometime tomorrow.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.